Jesse didn't pretend he could read tea leaves or pick up the scent of trouble blowing in off the Atlantic, but he knew enough not to ignore signs of danger when they were tapping him on the shoulder. And what was going on was more than shoulder tapping. It was a gut punch. Something was wrong. The thing was, how to stop it. What people misunderstood about police work was that it was reactive. Cops rode the wave or followed the wave onto the beach. It wasn't their job to get ahead of it. Cops were really like the guys who followed the parade with brooms and shovels, cleaning up the mess the horses and the spectators left behind. Instead of heading straight to his new home from his old one, Jesse drove slowly through the darkened, damp streets of Paradise. It had been a ritual of his almost from the day he arrived in town all those years ago. He particularly enjoyed it on nights like this, when a light rain was falling and the pavement glistened in the streetlight. He wasn't looking for anything specific. He didn't expect to stop a robbery in progress or help deliver a baby. It was just his way of taking stock of things. Taking stock of his life was also part of the program. And he didn't see why he couldn't do both at the same time. As the rain plinked the roof of his Explorer, his mind drifted back to the church basement and to the meeting. He thought about how kind Bill had been to him. Pictured Bill's business card in his wallet with his cell number written on the back. Any time, day or night, weekend or holiday, you need to talk, you call me. We'll get you through it. He thought about Anya's nervous tics, the lost look in her eyes. Had he ever been that lost? There was no denying his dependence on alcohol, yet it wasn't in his nature to be completely lost. Jesse always had something to anchor him in a storm, but he was damned if he could explain it. And there was a part of him that worried the anchor wouldn't hold quite so well without alcohol in his life. He worried the alcohol was the anchor. He pushed that thought away, and what took its place was Callie's face. Jesse wasn't going to beat himself up for seeing beauty in a woman's face, especially after a day so full of violence and hate. When he came back into the present, he realized that 2 months away had given him back the ability to see paradise with fresh eyes. He liked that he could once again smell the salt air, a scent he had grown nose blind to over time. He remembered his first day in town, and how he noted that the Pacific and the Atlantic were different in more than name alone. But as he turned into the swap toward his condo, the skies opened up and Jesse saw something ahead of him that got his full attention. Cole Slayton, the kid Jesse had kicked loose earlier in the day, was up the street from the Paradise Tavern hitching a ride. Jesse drove past him and pulled to a stop. Cole rushed to the passenger door, opened it, and said, "Thanks, man, I really..." He stopped speaking when he saw who the driver was. "It's you. Never mind. Get in." "No, that's okay." "Don't be an idiot, Cole. Just get in out of the rain." He hesitated for a second, but the increasingly heavy rain made up his mind. "Okay." Slayton plopped himself down in the passenger seat. His open UCLA hoodie and white t-shirt beneath were soaked through, as were his jeans and Nikes. He was shivering. Jesse turned up the heat. "UCLA. You from L.A.?" Slayton didn't answer, staring straight ahead. "I was LAPD robbery homicide," Jesse said, reaching into the back seat for a towel he carried there, just in case. "Here, dry yourself off. You from the city or the valley?" "Woodland Hills." "Nice," Jesse smiled, remembering his good days in L.A. He could almost feel the sun on his face, smell the eucalyptus in the air. He had never been a backward-looking man, nothing back there except trouble and pain. Rehab and the process of taking stock had changed that. "I liked that area. Lived there for a while when I first got on the job." "Why'd you leave if you loved it so damn much? You like raw wind and cold rain, or were you running away from something?" The smile vanished from Jesse's face. The sun and eucalyptus replaced by the stink of alcohol, sweat, and the sound of his captain's voice demanding his shield and his gun. "You're done here, Stone." Hitching is illegal inside town limits.
"You gonna arrest me for hitching in the rain?"
"No, I'm just letting you know. Where can I drop you off?" The kid hesitated and then gave him the address of the Benson's B&B off Scrimshaw. Jesse had his doubts about that, but didn't say anything. He just put the Explorer in drive. Slayton didn't say a word during the ride across town. When Jesse let him out, the kid managed a grudging thank you. And when he tried to give back the towel, Jesse said, "Keep it. You can drop it off at the station anytime." The kid slammed the door shut and walked toward the bed and breakfast's doorway. Jesse drove up the street, clicked his lights off, and parked, watching Cole Slayton in his rearview mirror.